5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Welcome to Anything and Everything Under the Sun, and sometimes above it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh. The cat's going after the cursor. Oh, no. She's pushing the screen. Oh, go ahead. Get it. Get up there. No, don't do that.
No, get out of here, you silly kitty, you done
messed everything up. Alright, so, dude, I was thinking about this the other day, and it kind of crossed my mind, so I'm gonna bring it up to light. Now, I don't have any kids, okay, so I don't really know the situation that would occur, per se, right now, but I was just thinking, like, you have a daughter, and say, she's grown up, she's like, I don't know, 10, no, that's too young, 13, 14 years old, she comes home with a boy. Is that too young? Am I too young in the ballpark there?
I mean, kids these days probably come home a little younger, honestly. 2020's a shit show, so wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, you're right there.
Somewhere in that age, I guess. I mean, it ain't going to be good, I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah, so, like, how do you handle that situation? Now, I've seen it gone back and forth, like, oh, you should never, like, threaten them, blah, 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 blah. You shouldn't intimidate them. Like, but
right. You shouldn't. You should just kill the kid on sight.
Oh, shit. Take just, him out.
Yeah, done. Done with it.
You don't know who you're messing done with today.
Baseball bat to the kneecaps.
Oh, shit.
I tell you what, I'm going to be that father. 100%. I feel bad for my daughter. She's probably going to hate me for it later in life. But being a father, you know, when you're that age, you know how you were. And let me tell you, most people are like, oh, it's not like that. It's like that all the time. It doesn't change. All boys are like that. It does not matter. I don't care what nobody says. You know, it's that's how it is.
They like try to victimize them. Like, oh, well, maybe he has a hard time or they have a hard time. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, nah. Look, I'm not going to like threaten you straight up. But look, you're going to have my attention. I'm going to have your attention, one or the other.
She's going to be scared. I don't care, dude.
Hey, if you walk in the house and I just so happen to be cleaning a gun or something. No, I mean, I don't own any guns, but, like, just saying, who knows what happens if I have a kid, you know?
Cleaning the gun's not enough.
You don't think?
It's not
you
enough.
Walk in, you're cleaning this massive chain gun.
Nah, not
freaking
enough.
Freaking 50 cal bullets.
They
got to
see it in action. They got to see it in action.
Oh, so you got to have your daughter shooting the chain gun.
I'm not even going to have her shooting. No, I'm going to. There's going to be a gun range in the backyard.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm going to show him I'm surgical with that bitch.
That's what I'm thinking.
And I'm going to look at him. Be like, you see what just happened? Don't make me come looking for you.
Shit.
Fuck it. Somebody's got to do it. Man, I'm just saying.
I mean, it makes sense. I get where your standpoint is.
I mean, if you do something subtle, like you get a carrot, right?
I mean,
and you take a fucking samurai sword to said carrot and say,
I've been
do you want me
shoes.
To come visit you?
Yeah. I mean, I've been in the situation where I've had, per se, a parent, like, try to put, like, their foot down, kind of, and kind of, like, intimidate me a little bit. I mean, yeah, I played along with it, not necessarily saying it was intimidation or anything, but, like,
yeah,
I get where it's coming from.
They didn't
like,
go overboard, though.
Yeah,
I mean, it was, but it didn't intimidate you. You see what I'm saying? That's why you got to take it to that next level.
Yeah.
It's got to be aggressive from the start. I mean, she can do whatever she wants when she's an adult and out of my fucking house, but when she's under my roof, I'm telling you right now, it ain't going to fly. Better focus on school. Get an education. What's this boy going to school for? What's his dreams? If I don't like what he's got in his fucking 10-year plan, get the fuck out of my house.
Like, at 13?
I don't care, dude. Better have a shit together. I know kids at 13 that knew exactly 13. What they were going to do. They're living the lives that they were going to live. Puddles. Exactly. So why are they worried about a relationship?
Maybe I was saying like 13, 14 was too young. Maybe like 15, 16, you know, she's still living under your roof. She's at that authoritarian.
Catch a kick to the chest.
Okay. Real quick. Anastasia.
Open that door and bring home a boy. A boy comes knocking. He's getting Spartan kicked right in the chest. I'll be warming up, ready for it immediately.
If you ever need anything.
Just like that scene off of Bad Boys when he comes to pick up his daughter, bro.
Oh, gosh. So,
Swift headbutt.
I was watching, I was thinking about some mental health institutions the other day as well. That whole concept, like, just overtook me, you know, like, when they defunded them and they took all the money away and closed down so many mental health institutions. Now, I know that there have been bad times.
Bad times, real buddy. Bad times. I mean, there's been some...
I mean, there's
some experimental shit that we probably don't know about. Yeah, I was about to say.
Like, I get that. I understand.
I don't think if they make it like they were, like, you know, where they were asylums and they were just experimenting on people. Like, I mean, I think they need like an actual, like, I don't know. I feel like if they bring it back and instead of like a college campus where, you know, obviously the ones that are sane enough to be free and walking around could do so, maybe more of an educative type deal. Like, say you go there for schizophrenia, you know, they're going to educate you on what you have, you know, so it's all good. You know, I think it'd be better off like that instead of, you know, trying to treat everybody the same or fucking lobotomizing people, like sticking ice picks in their eyeballs and fucking poking their brain. So
what if it was like a mental health community?
Yeah.
What if that was a thing?
That would be great. I mean, I feel like...
Kind of like rehab?
Right.
Set up kind of like rehab. Yeah. It's voluntarily...
Here's like, the thing, though. Like, that's where you get into murky waters because, like, I've seen people that have gone to something like that, like, for their depression. Like, I mean, Kid Cudi did that. He went away for a little bit. Voluntarily checked himself in. I know a guy that did it.
There still are places that do exist,
but here's my thing. Like, first off, insurance, health insurance is most of the way don't cover it. This set friend of mine went, did his thing for, I think it was like a week, and the insurance, like, he still owed $2,000.
Wow.
See, something like that should be free. I mean, honestly, if they could make it free, I think, you know, and available to all people, well, one, we'd be living in a better fucking world. I'm going to tell you now.
I think it could.
I mean, there's been times where, like, I've thought, like, fuck, man, I could really benefit from, you know, maybe some help, you know, and it's harder. I think it would be harder for people with mental issues to, you know, when they stick you in a room and everybody talks to the same doctor type. That's stupid. I think if you're able to be obviously receive the care and education about what you have going on, your psychological disorder, plus being around people that have it, that's really going to be something that's detrimental, you know. But I think there's right now, especially, you know, with the world and the state that it's in, a lot of people's mental states have been pushed to their limits. Like, and I think that's why we're getting the things that we're getting, the riots, everybody's just pissed off at one another. Like, you know, we've been locked down for a while. Yeah, some people don't know how they're going to pay their bills. Right now would be a good time to bring that back. Not to mention, I mean, you look at like the homeless issue that we have here in the United States. A lot of those people, you know, either were already crazy and have no way to get the help or they've gone crazy from drug use. So
what was pretty interesting,
maybe bring those people back into society. Like,
what was pretty interesting though is I was kind of impressed because reading into this, I thought like oh yeah, it definitely needs to happen, and then like the importance of it, and then to see that Donald had spoke good word about mental health institutions, and
yeah, that's surprising.
He felt that it was important that we need to fund these institutions or hospitals or however that is.
But is he really speaking on it for the fact that it would help people, or is he speaking to try to get it in because he's looking to monetize it? Just like the prison system. Think about how much money, you know, the people, like, is he looking at it as a business venture, or is he actually like concerned with people's mental health? See, that's the thing.
Would we ever really know, though, if he was looking more into it as a business?
Well, no, I mean, I'm not just thinking about him in general, but like, that's why I said I wanted it to be free, because then it takes that dirtiness that comes with money, course, you know, away yeah. from it. And it's about actually bettering people.
You're going to be in a hospital out, like, for the rest of your life. I disagree with the warden. You know, he wipes your file. No right. one knows who you are. You get mistakes. Yeah, I mean, I understand that. Checks and balances.
That, or they perpetuate the cycle of never actually, just kind of like they used to back in the day, where they never actually fully, you know, took care of these people and healed their mental state. They, you know, look for a quick fix, but they it created a vicious cycle to where they're always in and out, or they're just there. You know, it's not, it needs to be something pure that is actually meant to help people.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you take out the whole, like, because, I mean, there's a whole stigma behind it about, like, taking pills, drugging your patients, you know, they're not even in the cognitive state of mind.
Keeping them complacent, you know.
Right, and it's not actually helping.
Exactly.
It's not actually helping. But if you're able to take away the point of, well, let's just make them numb so they don't really even feel anything to begin with.
Right.
So we're not, sorry, the cat's fucking with my arm. So we're not really even fixing any type of issue. We're stowing it away. So when we defund, you know, people have been in there for years, 20 plus years. Now, they could have been cognitively thinking about, who knows, just these crazy ideas in their head. And now they're out because we defunded that.
Right.
You know, we took that away. We closed them down.
Well, I mean, it's not even that, too.
And now they're out in the general public,
right.
though,
and they're
spreading those ideas
yep.
onto other people that might be on the edge,
right.
Thinking likewise of them.
Right.
And it's kind of crazy to think, like, yes, this is something that we should be funding. We should be going into.
On all levels, too.
No matter what. I mean, just a basic human being should go and see. I mean, I would believe that would be beneficial.
No, it would be. I mean, you look at it, especially in our area where in the past couple of years, like the suicide rate has been huge in teenagers. Back then, you know, when they were doing these things, they would, I feel like they would ship kids off to these camps to make them better type deal. And, you know, sometimes they turn out to be a cult or some shit. But instead of, like, you put a Band-Aid on it, right? So you get a child, you can manipulate a child into thinking they're better, or even a person. Say something traumatic happens to that child in adulthood, they're going to revert back to how they were.
Oh,
we
yeah.
don't fix the problem. It perpetuates the cycle. So it's money, money, money. It's money driven. It's
yeah.
it's bring them back. They may not be back, you know, in a year or so, but they'll be back eventually. Something's going to happen,
they
and they're going to relapse.
And
see, that's the thing with all rehab, I believe. You know, even the rehab centers, you know, like shit like that. Like, it's not... You're not fixing the problem.
This is a fine line, and I will say you're not
putting a Band-Aid on it. It's
you're
like
saying,
slap some duct tape on it. You're fine for now. Something triggers
like
you, you're fucked.
You're putting duct tape over a hole that is containing 158 gallons of water. You
right,
know what I
right,
mean?
Right.
And it's at the bottom.
It's going to break eventually, like, dude. And that's the thing. Like,
you got to teach them that.
Maybe practice it younger.
Maybe.
Make it more prevalent in schools to maybe educate people on mental health in general,
yeah.
because we all go through life stressed the fuck out about everything. I mean, that's what adulthood is. Like, it's just being constantly stressed the fuck out about something. How you're putting food on the table, how you're keeping bills paid. It's nonstop. And we've all grown so accustomed to that. We don't think about how that could affect somebody that may not have the mental fortitude to overcome it. You know, and but if you get too strong at overcoming these things, you become numb. Just like what the asylums did to people back then. You become numb to the world. You're cold.
Or you
like,
hate it.
Oh, that's not my problem. It's not my problem that that kid's not eating. Yeah. It's not my fault. I got my own shit to worry about. It's like, I think it would promote more unity within
us as people. Yeah, I mean, think about it. If you were able to actually listen to someone else's problems instead of being worried about some ungodly issue, like, oh my God, we're out of toilet paper and I've got to pick it up, but damn it, Bernice won't shut the fuck up. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
She's trying to tell me some real shit, but I'm like, dude, I got to get some toilet paper and get back home.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we got to slow down and actually listen. And I mean, it's not necessarily going and being a doctor. You don't necessarily have to be a doctor. It's just you just gotta listen.
Yeah, but it's here's the thing with that too. It's I like the fact that you could possibly have access to people that are going through the same things as you because it's harder to listen to other people that maybe have a different view or not going through the things you're going through because they don't understand. So it doesn't hit them in the way your words don't hit them in a way to where they're actually truly can relate and are they're truly listening. You know, if somebody comes up to you and is talking about a car problem or they want this new car or whatever, you're not in a car, so like you're halfway listening,
right?
Like, but it's not like you want to have a conversation about it. You know, it's not. It doesn't drive you.
Having
so it's
like mine.
Exactly. Right. And if you look at right now, I mean, I'm sure the numbers of people that are going to school for psychology and therapists and have all these degrees, but the field's not big enough. This is perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could even take people that are in their senior year of schooling for this.
I mean,
and they're going to get the experience of helping these people.
Yeah.
And those people are going to get the experience of being helped by a professional. You know, or somebody that's trained to teach them about this, you know. So, I mean, that right there, boom, that takes money right out of it. You know, you usually in college you do internships anyway. Look at it at that as like a like a field study type thing because it's a never ending supply of people going into that field. You know, so I mean, I think it would help, and not only the people that are getting the help from the people, you know, the people from the school or whatever, but the people that are helping are people that are going to get to, because everybody's got their own issues, even therapists, you know, so they're going to be able to open up with these people too. So I think they need to bring it back, but it needs to be not about money because as soon as that happens, it defeats the purpose.
Takes it all away.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to say that there aren't any left because there are still some places that do accept in-house patients. There are places that still do that.
Right.
I just vaguely remember like when, because I know a psychiatric ward is different than a mental health hospital institution, right. So on and so forth. But like, when I was younger, I stayed in a psychiatric ward, and I stayed in a little room, maybe a 10 by 10, all white. My bed, I had an all white bed, steel frames, and one window. I couldn't see out the window.
Right.
And I had to go to bed at 8 o'clock.
Right.
You know, I had a whole time.
You were becoming institutionalized is what it was.
Right. Now, I got to take books to bed, you know, I had to pick out my dinner for the day. The night before, and I had to, you know, I had to put that in, but like, I vaguely remember the trip. Like, I made a friend there. It was cool. He like had me stay up late, but I stayed there for a week.
Right.
I was in fourth grade.
Right.
You know, I don't even know how old that is. 10, 12 years old.
10. Yeah. Right around 10 or so.
So like, idealistically, we were a younger ward,
right
there and back. Now there were teenagers in the other side. Now we couldn't intermingle with the teenagers. Apparently, the teenagers were like in a lot were more trouble, or so on and so forth in that sense of it. But like, I vaguely remember it. I did have to take. They gave me stuff to take. I don't remember what it was, but they gave me stuff to take.
See, that's an issue. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that at that age, that should even be an option. I don't think that people should have that option to, because your mind still isn't even fully formed. Well, like, you can't understand the concept of mental illness.
Here's,
you know,
another
what I'm saying?
Crazy thing. Let me tell you about this little story. Here, let me backtrack you to my little fourth grade adventure here. So I had moved to New Jersey.
Right.
Okay. I stayed there. I can't remember how long exactly I had stayed there, but I got in like a boatload of trouble, dude. I maybe have stole like a bag of guacamole chips from a convenience store down the road.
Doritos.
You know,
fire.
That might have been the worst thing that I did living there.
Right.
Besides the people that I lived with, because I didn't really like them. Right. I mean, I was a bad kid. I'm not taking anything away from that or saying anything that I did was correct. Right, but what I was being accused of was not, in fact, something that I did. Now, ironically, the people had claimed that I had stolen a marijuana plant of theirs.
Oh, Jesus.
So, they had taken me for the weekend. My mom said I could go, and they had taken me to the weekend. And, well, we had stayed at, like, two different hotels, okay?
Right.
And, they were telling me they were going to take me to meet some guy because they were going to try to adopt me. Now, this was in the middle of the night. And then, like, he didn't show up, and the police ended up coming up. And by this time, I wasn't doing anything. I was literally walking with the one lady. The other people were upstairs. But by the time I got downstairs, we had to turn back up around and go upstairs because their family had threatened that I poisoned them.
Jesus.
They said that I put something in their shampoo and that I took stuff from them. And they, like, threatened me and, like, threatened to beat their kids because they said I took their stuff. And I was like, I didn't take anything from you.
Right.
They called the cops. The cops came up there. I'm looking this cop dead in the face, dude. And I'm like, I didn't take anything.
Right.
And then apparently the lady was like, he took like this much money, and they like stashed that shit in my stuff, dude.
Oh, damn.
They put it in my.
They planted the fucking evidence on you, dog.
They planted like a bunch of money on me.
Damn, now, you went down for a crime you didn't even do.
Yeah, and I had to admit to the cops that I needed help or I was going to jail.
What the fuck?
Yes, dude.
As a 10-year-old child,
yes,
out here.
What? That is some real ass shit. I was bawling my eyes out. They beat their children in front of me.
Jesus, dude.
Shit was crazy.
Yeah, but see, when you go through something like that, though, like as a kid, I don't think going to a psych ward's gonna fucking do it, dude. Like that. At that point, you just need to get the fuck away and experience a normal fucking setting.
That was crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Like. That's my issue. Like, if you take like a child, like you were, and you put them somewhere where they're institutional, and say it wasn't a week, say it was a year, like you're coming out institutionalized, not fixed.
Oh yeah.
You know, highly medicated. Like it doesn't fix the fucking problem. It just puts a Band-Aid on that shit.
Sadly.
And it's that's what I'm saying. So like, maybe offer it. I don't know how you could do it with kids, dude. Because kids are kids. They're products. As a child, you're a product of your environment. And it's that simple. You do what you see. So that you can't really fix that on a level of, hey, come to this for a week, or get sent to this camp or something. Like maybe a camp, like a Camp Fitch, for instance.
To finish
shit.
That story up, I had got off because the lawyer said that they had kidnapped me. Who was that man that they were going to take me to see?
Well, it couldn't have been good. That's for damn sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially with the police involved like that. That's... Damn, dude. You almost ended up on some fucking Epstein Island
shit.
This
could have been some crazy shit.
That would have been fucked. See, that's the thing, though. Like, it's not your fault. Like, you didn't even do anything to begin with.
Nothing.
But even then, let's say you did. It's clearly not you. It's you. You do what you see. So So, as a child, you do, you know, so it's like...
I stole guacamole chips one time.
I mean, I can't believe
that warranted for them to say I stole their $5,000 marijuana plant and walked down the street and bought a pair of fucking guacamole chips.
I mean, hey, I mean, were they the Doritos, though? Like, them bitches slap. I mean, I give...
They were the Doritos. You're
fucking right. Those bitches are good. No, but, see, that's the thing, like... There needs to be an overhaul of that, but see, if you start there, see, this is why they don't want to start, I think, in my opinion. If you head down that route with the mental institutions, you know, reforming those, obviously you got to do the fucking prisons.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, you got to do it somewhere.
I've met people that have been in prison that aren't... They found a way to change their lives, not due to anything that was offered at the prison, but because they wanted to, and it gave them the time to do that. But there's other people that are institutionalized, man. They end up, say they go there for 5 years, that's all they know. They do something, they come out here subconsciously with their freedom, fuck up subconsciously just to get back into their life, because say they can't find a job, things get too stressful out here, now they're dependent on living within that system, and that's all they know. So it's literally just perpetuating the fucking cycle, and it's never gonna end. And that's what I don't get. Like, mental health should be a thing that should be preached at all times. I mean, there should be...
I think it's extremely important.
There should be so many things about this. You know, people don't talk about mental health. They'll talk about your physical health all day, but we're not talking about mental health. I mean, just look how it affects our women, our men and women that come back from the service, like from serving their country. They come back, and some of them just aren't right, but they could be. They could be, but it's not made available. It's not made readily available to them to go ahead and, you know, fix that problem. You know, the culture is put around, like, if you say anything, like, especially with men, dude, like, as a man, you're not supposed to be allowed to discuss your feelings, and, you know, you're made out to be weak if you do that, and that's not the case.
Fuck,
man.
All that, dude.
Right, like,
about that.
Your mental health is more important than anything. Look, it affects so much.
I might be a brick wall for a while. But look, if I want to fucking talk about something, I'll talk about it.
You have to, dude. Like, plain if you simple. Don't, you just lock all that shit down, dude. Something's going to happen. You could just get a flat tire one day and go on a fucking killing spree. Like, people think that that's nuts to think that somebody would do that, dude. Think if you're a person that just it's getting shit on at every fucking corner. Put it this way, dude. I see why the Joker turned out to be like he was, a fucking nut that was just hell-bent on destroying society. I get it, because life shit on him at every fucking corner, and people didn't make it better. Yeah. They didn't help him. They just kicked him while he was down. So now I get it.
Think about it like this. If we got the beginning Joker, so we had the original Joker with, or not the original Joker, but the one that they just made.
The new one.
Yeah, what's his name?
Oh, fuck, I can't
remember.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
Phoenix. Yeah. Okay, so what if... Joaquin Phoenix, what if they would have played this back and somehow linked Joaquin Phoenix to the Heath Ledger Joker?
They could have.
Because essentially, I mean, if you haven't seen the Joker, I'm about to fuck this all up for you.
Spoiler alert.
So everything in his head, everything that had happened just happened in his head. Right?
Well.
Except for.
That's where it's hazy. That's where it's hazy. So. Yes and no. I don't know, honestly. Because it does do that in the movie where he fantasizes that relationship with the girl down the hall. But then it snaps out like she doesn't even fucking know him. So I can't say what was real, what wasn't, but just the idea of it. See, that movie...
Did he really walk on stage and just blow a dude's brains out?
Well, he did something to get where he was, for sure.
But was he really there?
Right, that's true, too. See, that's the thing with that. But, I mean, besides that, though, it's...
Like, what if that was just pre-things to going into the Heath Ledger Joker?
Right, but say the fact that he... was really going through that shit. If you notice, nobody actually took the time. Yeah, there's a fucking demon behind me.
Fucking jump across there.
But, you know, maybe somebody had taken the time to actually help him you know, they would, he wouldn't have turned out that way. If somebody would have generally showed that they cared,
right, yeah,
he wouldn't have turned out the way he was. Yeah, or actually offered him help, somebody he could relate to.
What if it came down to the parents weren't, oh shit, this is a daring act. God. Okay, we got her. What if it was a parent thing? What if the parents couldn't accept what their child was and they just didn't feel they wanted to get?
There's a lot of that.
That's what I'm
saying. There's a lot of that that goes around now. I mean, I was watching a show on Netflix.
A couple times, but I ended up stopped going because I didn't want to talk.
Exactly. No, me too, dude. There were so many things that got turned into it. And it's like, I didn't want to talk to somebody about shit that they wanted me to talk about. You know, like my mom, you know, would tell them like, hey, you know, he's here for this. And so that's all they wanted to talk about. But like in reality, it's like, that's not what I wanted to talk about. Those weren't things that were bothering me at the time. You know, that's why I got away from going to therapists. I'm not saying that therapists don't work, dude, because they do, but you got to find the right one. Right, you know, it can't be forced. It can't be forced. Right. That's something that shouldn't be forced, because maybe that's not how people can express themselves. I mean, you got people, that's why the musicians are, you know, some musicians get as big as they do is because they express themselves in their music. And they say what they can't just come out and say through their music. You know, they have a way to express themselves. So it's like, I don't think, I'm not saying, like I said, I'm not saying therapists don't work, but it didn't work for me because it turned into everything but the fucking problem I was there to talk about, you know?
I think I just knew what I didn't want to become. I think at one point in my life, I just woke up. I mean, I know what happened. I moved out of my situation.
Right.
I started living in a better environment.
Right, for sure.
More or less. You know, I made that decision. It might not have came willingly of the people that it bestowed on.
Right.
But they took that responsibility and did what they had to do with it.
Well, see, that's the thing with that too. I mean, you know, being older now, you can now understand. That you don't want to be that. You don't want to be a product of your environment. And see, that's right. Not a lot of people can come to that realization and they get stuck in that shit. It takes a lot to be able to realize that and to actively, you know, go against the grain. You know, you know where you come from, you know, and people just assume that that's how you should be. And that's not the case. It's okay to be different than how you were raised or in the environment you were in.
I agree.
You know, people don't preach that. It's everybody's got to be the same.
I mean, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, though, because
at the beginning, it doesn't.
Family members that, you know, grew up in a likewise environment, but I don't necessarily think that they were in the right mental state at all times.
No. But they also haven't had that ability. Once you go down that road, you have to hit rock bottom to come back up.
Right.
But at the same time, too, there's a switch that can be turned and not be turned. And that switch is, I don't have to be this. You know, there's something. Like for me, it was...
But then it's like...
For me personally, it was a trip to our local police station as kids. We went on a field trip to the police station.
Yeah,
everybody got in the jail cell, took a picture. I refused. Because at that point, I was like, I don't want, even though it's a joke, I don't want to be in there.
I remember that.
So, you know, you got to make that. It's something just like that that just flips a switch where you're like, I want to be on the other side.
No, it just took me to move out of my environment. But I still did some like shit. Like, I still had some mad anger issues.
Oh, no, for sure. But that's something that granted, we have at sports. So, I mean, that helps.
That helps.
But, you know, it's like I said, you got to change that environment. You change the environment. You're always going to have, when you come up in something like that, you're going to have resentment. You're going to have anger. But if there was somebody that could help you, I mean, for me personally, it wasn't the sport or the activity of it. It was the coaches. You know, it wasn't just that. It was the players too, the family aspect of it. That was a family that functioned. It had its purpose. Our purpose was to go out here. We're going to win games. That's the purpose. You know, we're going to do our best as a group. That was the purpose. But it gave me, it opened up the door for me personally, mentor, somebody I could look up to, somebody that could teach me about life in general. And that's the thing, when you're young, your mind can be molded. I mean, you look at some of our men and women in the military, like, you know, people that go through a SEAL training. Like, I've talked to some people that have gone through that. It's not what you could do physically. That's not all. Yeah. Their main thing is, how strong are you mentally? You know, and some people are done within an hour of the training. You know, some people are, I want some more. You know, so I think if we offer these, you know, bring the mental institutions back, if it's done right, it's exactly what the world needs right now. Maybe not the world, but this country for sure, because mental health is not talked about enough. Until it's too late.
Oh yeah.
Until it's too late. I mean, until some star kills itself, it's not talked about. And even then, it fades away.
Right.
We're still not talking about it. See, that's right.
So even when it comes down to, like, someone shooting up a school, they blame it on the guns.
Right. Or like they say, the counselors here.
Like I stated before, we all know where my standpoint is about guns. I'm not against them, but I'm just necessarily saying, open your damn eyes, yo.
Right.
I mean, I've had multiple guns laid on my table, and I kid you not, one gun has killed anyone.
No, it's definitely the people that have them. But, I mean, especially, you know, like the school shooting incidents and shit like that, I mean, or the bullying and shit like that. They say that it's under control, or go talk to the guidance. There's one fucking guidance counselor in some of these schools that have thousands of students. They don't take it serious. That's the thing, man. And then it gets to the point where it just blows up.
If we talk in, like, defunding the police, maybe we could, like,
reinvest in our schools.
Recycle some of that, like,
into therapy. Money
to, like, the education, because that's where you learn a lot of stuff. I don't know if anyone else knows that, but you learn a lot about being just a human being.
Yeah, well, I got an easy way to fund all that shit right now. Here's my idea. Any of you politicians listening, great idea. Federally legalize marijuana, take the tax revenue, put it into the schools, put it into these mental institutes, it pays for itself.
That'd probably be game over for real.
Like, I'm just saying, like, it's paid for there.
They don't want to talk about
it. No, they don't want to talk about that.
I mean, Colorado made a fucking killing.
It was a couple billion.
13.9?
Yeah, 13.9 billion in tax revenue in a year. Jesus, dude. You know, oh my God, you do so much and still have money left over. That's insane. That's insane, man. That's how you could fund all this shit. It's with that tax revenue. Everything, our current tax revenue pays for everything we have now, our roads and, you know, our police and all that shit. So it's all just extra money at that point. You know, so reinvest it, man. I don't know.
That's just a wild idea.
If you're listening in another country, America is a goddamn dumpster fire right now. I just want you to know that.
Get out of here with your devilish ideas. We don't need nothing like that.
How dare you? Practice that devil's lettuce and preach it. How dare you?
Smoking that. One injections of marijuana and some guy lost his arm, okay?
He lost his vision. He is blind. The devil took his vision. Look, man, the world would be a better damn place. I'll tell you that just based off of that. I mean, it's fucking crazy.
I just think, I mean, a lot of people hate social media. A lot of people like social media. I tend to be indifferent. And here's why.
Yeah, it's got its good and bad.
Social media is a way that you can breathe and let everything out if you want to. True. If you feel that you're strong enough to do that.
Right.
Social media also is a place that is filled with a lot of misinformation.
Misinformation, or it leaves room for you to be chastised for coming out and speaking your mind too.
Yeah, and I mean, I've definitely over the last shit, week or so. I've lost a lot of friends, I would say.
Yeah, the people's true colors are starting to show on.
Yeah, I would still
social media.
I would still generally say, like, human rights, people as humans, no matter what the issue, people as humans deserve a fair trial at the least. I know not all the time are they fair, if any.
Yeah, but I mean, at the very least, get them in the damn courtroom. Right. I don't want to go too deep into that because we can.
No.
But I don't know, man. People are just living life like it's their concept of time is just out of control. You know, it's everything's got to be now. Yeah. But like, think about. Okay, so you're doing something you really like. And, you know, the expression, time really flies when you're, you know, doing something you enjoy. Like, it's like that for a reason, because you're doing something that's keeping your mind away from the concept of time. Or, like, you're working your job. You're working at a fucking grocery store. You're doing something. You check the clock. It's only been 5 minutes. Yeah, it felt like an hour. It's like, fuck.
Because you don't like, really want to do that.
Imagine the world right now if we just threw out the concept of time, man. Like, people would... Okay, the stigma is, you know, kids by 30, house by 40, this, and that. We're putting limitations on, you know, we're putting time limits on shit that doesn't, it's not the same for everybody, man. It's okay to be damn near 30 and not know what the fuck you're doing with your life.
Yeah,
like, you still got fucking, if you're lucky, a good 50 more years to figure it the fuck out. Like, chill.
Like, I understand, like, everyone's, like, wants to be set in a career and be able to retire after a 35, 40-year career. But I also know that sometimes it don't always work out like that. And for those people that it don't work out for, that's a long time to feel you have to follow one career path.
Right, that's the thing. You have to see that's a lot of people.
Why is it so structurally sound that you have to be with company or one place?
You're devoting your life,
your entire life.
You're devoting your entire life. See, that's the thing.
Living life, you only know how to do one thing.
Right, you're devoting your entire. You're telling me your life is worth $15 an hour for the rest of your life. That's your life. That's how much it's worth. You're barely going to make $1 million in the course of your life. Like,
that is crazy.
Like, if you're, it's fucking stupid, man. It's so dumb. Like, and I wish, especially now, man, with everything that shut down, all those small businesses got hit. I get it. Do the fucking thing that you've been wanting to do. Just do it, dude. Shia LaBeouf it. Just do it. It's easier said than done, but. Fuck, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy to do anything that you think you know, that you've wanted to fucking do for a while, but it's going to be worth it in the end. Me personally, I don't want to work for a company for the rest of my fucking life. I don't want to build wealth for somebody who gives a, literally doesn't care if I live or die.
Right, yeah.
I'm just another statistic to them.
That could replace me in 30 seconds if they really felt like it.
Literally, and honestly, this pandemic actually would give you a lot of clarity of whether your company is the company you want to work for.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed that more of the small businesses, the small companies, were the people that were coming out of their pocket, keeping these fucking their employees paid, their families fed, the community fed. Man, there's so many restaurant owners that I've seen, the small restaurant owners that were, you know, they just had food to cook. They didn't want it to go to waste. They cooked it and donated the shit. You know, just to keep people busy. These big companies don't give a fuck.
Right.
Their company is going to make it. They don't care. They'll shut down a couple places here. They don't give a fuck if you could pay your rent.
So, like, why continue wasting time at a place that wouldn't give two shits?
You can waste your entire life, man.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Some places, you're a real asset for them. And I told Haley this multiple times where I felt like I needed... to put myself in a situation where I need to be an asset to someone.
Where they go out of their way to keep you.
Going out of their way to keep me.
Right, you know.
I don't want to be in a situation where it's like I'm a dime a dozen.
Right.
Which I know in a lot of areas and a lot of situations, that is still a thing.
Right.
And it's probably still a thing where I am.
See, that's the thing with becoming complacent and stuff like that. I mean,
I don't think we would have ever, that's what I'm saying.
We would have never did this. Came out of fucking nowhere. We're like, hey, let's do a podcast.
Yeah.
Here we are. I mean, it's going to take a while. It's a journey. It's tough to fit it in with everything that we do now. But in reality, we do.
That you want to do.
Exactly. Take a couple hours a day. Invest in yourself. Learn a new skill that's gonna pay the bills, but you're gonna enjoy. If you wanted to, you know, your dream job was selling houses, take a couple hours, take a course, get yourself licensed. You work 8, 10, 12, sometimes more hours a day for somebody else. Take a couple hours a day and perfect yourself. Work on you. Build for your future to where you don't have to rely on that. I also know
not everyone has the dream of, you know, doing something per se.
No, they're okay with living their life for that company.
Sorry, but my dog is a little bee.
Yeah,
weird.
She's being a dummy, but I think the cat's
probably
catching up.
The cat.
But I mean, honestly, if you take the time and you build for you, it's going to be better in the end. But I get what you were saying, too, where people are more... There are people that are like, if you talk to our grandparents, they were okay with being working for a factory their entire life.
Because
it was a respectable thing for them to do at that time.
I just don't think I could ever do that.
I'm not cut out for it, man. I mean, you look at my job history, I stick around a year. I hop around, and it's not because I don't like the people. It's or the job, even. It's just... I get bored of things.
Though.
Yes. You can't. You have to wait until somebody gives you the okay to progress in those jobs. Like, no. I want to. I think I've got a hang of it. Let me do me. I can still get results that way, you know? So, I mean, people laugh at those people that
If I'm still producing in a positive rate, then it.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't necessarily see a reason to try to harass, not harass, that's the wrong word to say, tear down another one.
Right. Well, I mean, the way I look at it too, like, I mean, you know, we all know there's people that sell those, like, fucking, what is it, those at work, those pyramid scheme shit.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, people give those people a lot of shit, but I don't, because, one, they're doing something that they're selling something they're passionate about.
Oh, yeah.
But they're also learning that they can work for them. They can be their boss and in control of their lives.
Yeah.
So it's teaching them a skill.
I agree.
You know, and that shouldn't be knocked, man. Don't knock the hustle. Money shouldn't be everything, and that's one thing I fucking hate.
Yeah,
is because we make it such an important thing. If it doesn't earn us money, why do we do it? And that's strictly because we have to have money to survive.
Yeah.
Like, if we took that out, and I mean, I've seen some countries are doing it now where they're like every one of their citizens is provided with at least livable wages, you know, to survive off of. Plus, if you want to work a job, that's your extra.
Yeah.
Why isn't it like that? Why do I have to pay for water? That should be something that's a basic human necessity.
You're paying for the plastic. You're paying for the plastic.
You're paying for the plumbing. You're paying for the.
I mean, you could walk down to your pond and filter yourself, and
you could
and all that.
Yeah, but you can't collect fucking rainwater.
Yeah,
that's illegal. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can go fishing for food, but you got to have a license. You can hunt for food, got to have a license. So I have to pay to live. It's the same with medical expenses.
You didn't know that every baby was born with a debt.
Right, literally. As soon as you get a number.
Born?
Oh, dude, fuck, man. Let me tell you, I can tell you, being on the end of having a child, how much those fucking hospital bills are before insurance. Jesus, I can see why people like our age, our generation, don't want to have kids, and it's sad right there.
Look, look, I just want to leave you in with this. No matter how correct you are, there will always be someone who disagrees with you.
Suck it up and fucking just talk it out, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, man, just listen to what they say. You don't agree, cool, but if you listen to them, let them explain why they see you. You may learn something different.
Hey, and if you don't like them, if you don't like what they're saying, okay. And go on.
Right.
Or you can be adults and just say, okay.
We agree to disagree.
Do you like pepperoni on your pizza or what? Right. You know, just come on.
Agree to disagree and just stop hating somebody because their opinions are different.
That's all I have today, though.
Yeah. Short, sweet. Well, not really short, but hey.
Head below. But if you stayed this long, I would like to make a shout out to the No Snooze podcast, who had graciously gave us a 5-star rating.
Yes, they did.
On Apple iTunes.
They did.
So if you like this podcast or like what we have said today, go ahead and subscribe. Download.
Download for
sure. We're on Spotify. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter.
On Twitter for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really use Twitter too much. Occasionally, I try to.
We're popping on Instagram and Facebook for
Instagram
sure.
Instagram is usually where I like to hang out, and Facebook is probably one of my favorite places.
Facebook's the best way to get a hold of us, to be honest. But so we like have email and all that.
Yeah,
so.
We'll have all those links down in the bio. So, like I said before, if you've stayed long enough, we appreciate you, and I hope you stick around for the next one. So we have exciting more topics to go through.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Sayonara. Peace.